The march of history has been marked by humanity's penchant for the divine and what seems to be an unquenchable desire for the command of a higher power. However, with the arrival of the modern era, new Promethean aspirations came to the fore. The proclamation of the death of God resounded not only in the academy, but also in the clamor and rhythms heard on the factory floor. Humanity had undergone a secular transformation, and in surpassing the limits of its earlier productive capacities, the value of work had taken a new hold on the collective imagination. But we must ask ourselves, was the secular turn in Western history the abandonment of God? Or was it the pronounced realization of our tendency to submit to celestial authority? In Federico Campagna's The Last Night, Anti-Work, Atheism, Adventure, from 2013, he argues that technological progress has not only brought about the scourge of overproduction and the alienation familiar to accelerated automation, but it has also fostered a cult of work, a veritable fanaticism which extols the virtues of productivity. For Campagna, we have all been well trained for the religion of work, in fact, perhaps too well. Our obedience to the God of work arises from a historical relationship with debt and finance. In ancient times, peasants who suffered indebtedness and were unable to repay loans of seeds or tools might be able to pay back their lenders by working longer hours or taking on additional tasks. In some cases, kings would forgive debts in accordance with seasonal customs or following successful military campaigns. However, over time, the priestly caste and their temple accountants found ways to circumvent these customs through sophisticated record keeping. What's more, the language of salvation and redemption in various ancient religions permeated finance, intertwining our endless debt to God with mortal lending practices. From the earliest days, the normative abstractions of religion, God himself, his virtues, and the logic of salvation have suffused economies and thus prepared the ground for the ascension of global capitalism as a kind of secular religion. We've observed these effects of work as a religion in every aspect of our lives. We are encouraged to find absolution in our careers and indulge our own guilt when we fail to meet various imposed standards in the world of work. For many, if not most people, the sale of our labor to the capitalists becomes life's paramount concern. The question is, how can we escape the pressures of the God of work? Where do we begin? In The Last Night, Campagna urges us to adopt a radical atheism. We have all heard, no gods, no masters. But the subversive nature of the God of work infiltrates the total character of our social relations. Collectively, we have elevated the mantra of productivity to a normative abstraction, an ethic which towers over us and whose shadow masks our yearning for adventure and a new world. Radical atheism also involves developing a keen awareness of how our relationship to the God of work alienates us from our flesh and our appetites. Campagna writes that it is by the affirmation of our shared mortality that we can dismantle our libidinal bondage to capitalist claptrap, such as the notion of infinite growth. In other words, it is as mortals that we are able to embrace the hopelessly limited nature of all existence. The true heretic of the religion of work renounces the salvific illusions of capitalism. Let's face it, our collective hope and faith in this system has long faltered. And with a global environmental collapse already unfolding, the threshold to a new, unknown world is ever widening. For at the end of The Last Night, we shall bear witness to the dawning of an autonomous future. Pick up a copy of The Last Night, Anti-Work, Atheism, Adventure. You can find a link to Federico's book in the show notes. Zero Books backlist is a treasure trove, not to mention its new publications and its new classic editions. Also, please subscribe to the channel now and click on one of the informative interviews on the screen.